Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
You know, a lot of patients and friends of mine will tell me that they don't exercise because they hurt, and I do get it. And so I want to talk about pain-free fitness and the MELT method. My guest is Sue Hitzman. She is the creator of the MELT method and author of the book The MELT Method, which is a number one bestseller, or it's on the top seller list, and it's been up there for a while. Sue, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So you said that the MELT method before, in a past segment of ours, and also I saw this on your website, you call it the missing link for pain-free living and fitness. How is it the missing link? What does that mean?
Well, you know, because most of us don't know that there is a system, a resource of our body that actually stabilizes, supports, and protects us. And, you know, a lot of people eat right, they exercise, and they still have pain. So the question is, what's missing? And what's missing is an understanding of what system of the body actually keeps us stable and balanced. And that is our connective tissue system. It is the three-dimensional, fluid-based stability system, and it supports, protects, and stabilizes every element of your body. And what's important for people to know is just daily living, repetition, causes this tissue to become stressed, strained, and over time, dehydrated. It's actually a natural cellular process. The problem is, if you never do anything about it and you never address it, it starts to accumulate in the body. And what it tends to break down more than anything is the positioning of our joints, the integrity of our joints. It tends to increase something called low-grade inflammation. And that's really the onset of where pain becomes a chronic issue. And so this is just a simple add-on technique that if you do eat right and you exercise, it truly is the resource that is totally unaddressed by just good diet and exercise. I think it's okay. The dirty little secret of fitness. Most people who exercise actually have pain.
I agree with that, and because I hear it all the time. And so let me kind of piece this together from my own brain here. So the traditional exercises that we do that may build muscle, build the cardiovascular system, they're not really addressing that connective tissue, what you call that 3D network of tissue that kind of holds us together. And everyday stress, strain, all of that kind of can lead to that dehydration, which is then the breakdown, and then that the pain that I guess people feel. So how specifically does MELT then, like, what kind of movements do you do? What kind of, I guess maybe give me a typical workout that would demonstrate how MELT is rehydrating that connected tissue and helping to relieve pain?
Sure. So I developed these soft tools. A lot of people know what a foam roller is. It's kind of like a hard object. People call it the torture device in fitness where, you know, you'll see somebody on a white roller ironing themselves, right? They iron themselves like a shirt. And when they find an area that hurts them, they're told to land on it and dig it out like they're going to win an award for inflicting pain in their body. But when you're in pain, why on earth would you cause more pain to get out of it is the question. So what I did was I developed a nice soft density roller, and these soft treatment balls that we use on the hands and the feet. And through these three techniques called gliding, shearing, and rinsing, they're very simple compression techniques to stimulate the connective tissue. And again, the connective tissue is very reactive to certain forces of tension and compression. So we cause tension and compression in our bodies all day. Again, if you sit for long periods of time, that's going to cause tension in your spine, compression in your legs. So if you want to reduce the negative effects of, you know, long periods of sitting, or even athletes who are doing something repetitive, like throwing a ball every single day, you can actually restore the fluid state of the connective tissue through these very local compression techniques. It's kind of like self-massage. And I also have neurological techniques to actually stimulate the autonomic nervous system, which I call the autopilot. It's the regulator of natural balance. And you can tap into this system and restore and boost its ability to keep you efficient. And they're very simple techniques of lying on the roller or applying a body part to the roller or the balls to stimulate these cells to react to fill back up in that fluid state. It just brings the natural fluid back into the cells.
So I think I understand that. So I got a better appreciation of this now. This is not, and you said this before, it's not really an exercise program. It's really a therapeutic program allows my connective tissue to heal, to rehydrate, that then can take me to that next level for a more formal type exercise program. And I think that's awesome. I read on your blog that there's three things that you would like everybody to do every single day. The first thing you said is we need to move, I think you said, 5 minutes out of every 1 hour. Why is that important?
Well, that's it. It's, you know, the sedentary actions of a body, when you are very still for long periods of time, we already know that it not only alters the hydration of connective tissue, but it also radically alters our blood flow. And so, you know, even if you exercised for 30 minutes a day, but you sat for 8 hours a day, you still have a high chance of heart disease and problems with your circulatory system. So really, if you have to sit down for long periods of time, which many people do for their job, if they just get up every hour for just 5 minutes and just walk around, it really does start to stimulate our fluid system. I mean, if you really think about it, we're 90% fluid, and the rest of our body has, you know, like some cellular components to it, but we're mostly a fluid-based system, so movement is the absolute essence of living a healthy life.
And this leads then into, since we're mostly fluid, we're trying to move that connective tissue, rehydrate it. You say that we should be sipping water throughout the day, not guzzling 16 ounces at lunch or whatever and however we do it. But I think you want us, you know, maybe having some water next to us as we're working at our desk and sipping that throughout the day, right? Is that going to hydrate us better?
That's right. What we're recognizing in research is that one of the things that really dehydrates people the most is not the volume of water that we're lacking, it's the consistency of intake. So really, we would be better off drinking only a liter of water, but sipping that single liter of water throughout an entire day, every 15 minutes just taking a sip of water, rather than doing what most people do. They wake up in the morning, they chug a bunch of water with their pills that they take, and then they'll wait 2 or 3 hours before really taking in much water, and then they end up drinking a lot of water while they're eating food. And really, that's the time where we want to drink less fluid so that we challenge our bodies with the natural enzymes to break down our food and to allow it to be transported. So we'd be much more apt to sip water throughout the day. And for people who say, you know, I don't want to drink a lot of water because I pee all the time, I say, well, you pee all the time because you aren't absorbing or using
all
the
that
fluid
water, right?
In that you know, so now you're just peeing it out, and you're actually stressing out your digestive system even more. So if you want to improve metabolic function, improve your natural state of movement and just how you feel, sip water through the day. Don't chug it. Just sip it
makes,
through the
it
day.
Makes, no, and I think that makes sense. And it's kind of more of a constant influx of that water, which is going to help that dehydrated connective tissue. We only have about a minute left, so I want to, before we go into this last tip that you give in your blog, the website is www.themeltmethod.com or just meltmethod.com?
Yep, meltmethod.com, meltmethod.com.
And your book is everywhere, right? Amazon, they can just, you could probably go on Google and type in the Melt Method. That's the book all over the place, right?
Yeah, it's everywhere now. And we have, you know, if anybody is interested, if they go to the website, they can click on Find Melt. And if they want to experience it with one of our instructors, there are literally hundreds of classes every single day across the country that somebody could actually come and firsthand experience it with someone.
The last tip, and we only have about 30 seconds, so you talk about getting outside because there's a connection between our eyes, sunlight, sympathetic nerves. Can you talk about that in about 10
absolutely.
Seconds?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're obsessed with that, with, you know, keeping sunscreen on our bodies, but what we know is that our blood is actually cleaned by the sun. So if you can sit in a shaded area, but just sitting in natural sunlight for about 10 minutes a day, especially as you get older, is so vital and essential, not only from the nutrients and the vitamins that the sun gives us, but to also get that
sunlight. All right, awesome. That's What wonderful tips. What a wonderful program, the Melt Method, pain-free living and fitness. Check it out at meltmethod.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.